Good morning from WVIK News. An Illinois company at the center of a lawsuit against President Trump's tariffs is planning for the future, Alex Degman reports.
In a news conference, Trump called Vernon Hills-based Learning Resources a company of China-centric sleazebags. The company sells kids' educational toys and builds them overseas in places like China, Vietnam, and India. The Supreme Court agreed to an expedited review of the case last fall. Stephen Woldenberg is the company's senior vice president of sales. He says they asked a simple, non-sleazy question, and it was answered.
All we did in this case was challenge who holds the power of the purse. Who should be the body of government that sets taxes? Is it one individual in the executive branch, or is it Congress?
Woldenberg does think they'll eventually get back the roughly $14 million in extra tariffs they paid. I'm Alex Degman.
The Galesburg Fire Department is investigating a fatal house fire on Saturday morning around 11 a.m. in the 800 block of East Berrien Street. Fire crews responded with two people trapped in the structure. During the response, two firefighters located a person and were attempting to remove them when a partial collapse occurred, injuring one of the firefighters. They were released at the scene, and the person was sent to OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Emergency personnel located one dog, but resuscitated efforts were unsuccessful. Another person was located in the structure, but succumbed to their injuries. Fruit and vegetable growers will have to wait at least another month for $1 billion in assistance from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. As Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports, specialty crop producers say they already know the aid will fall short of the help they need.
Of the $12 billion promised for the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, only $1 billion will go to growers of more than 100 fruit, vegetable, and nut crops. USDA has not released how much individual growers can expect, but it won't be enough, according to industry leaders like Tamas Houlihan from the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association. He says growers are struggling with the same costs hitting corn and soybean farmers. Processors are also cutting back crop purchases due to their own economic pressures.
There are a lot of scared growers as we head into this planting season. And again, with some of these contracts, the growers don't even know how much to plant.
The specialty crop industry is asking Congress for an additional $5 billion in aid. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Hope Kerwin.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is renewing his push to ban cell phones in the classroom. The proposed law would require school districts statewide to prohibit the use of smartphones during school hours unless there's an emergency. The governor said chronic use can contribute to mental health problems for students.
Frankly, it's just time to get cell phones out of the classroom. They're distracting. They are, because of social media, harmful to kids.
Pritzker added that implementing the ban would lead to less bullying, higher grade point averages, and improved student achievement. If the law is passed, Illinois school districts will need to have policies in place by the start of next school year. Arconic Corporation is planning to build a new $131 million aluminum casting facility at its Davenport Works Complex in Riverdale and Bettendorf. WVIK's Joseph Leahy has details.
The new facility is expected to create 40 jobs and increase the Pennsylvania-based company's capacity to recycle and process aluminum ingots for sheet and plate metal products. The Iowa Governor's Office announced on Friday the project will receive $6.5 million in tax credits from the Iowa Economic Development Authority Board. Four other companies are also getting tax breaks for expansion projects through the board's Business Incentives for Growth program, which launched last month. The other projects are in Bondurant, Hiawatha, Vinton, and Waverly. I'm Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.
The regional nonprofit Every Child has launched a $650,000 public fundraising campaign to complete a $2.7 million project to buy, renovate, and relocate to its new facility in downtown Rock Island. Formerly known as the Child Abuse Council, the nonprofit agency provides child abuse prevention, education, and treatment programs for children and families, and earlier this month moved into the former JTM Concepts building on 23rd Street. After 11 years in downtown Moline. Healthcare providers say Iowans should continue to take precautions to stay healthy amid high respiratory virus activity in the state. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports.
State health officials continue to report high levels of the flu and RSV in Iowa. Janae Brown is a nurse practitioner at Unity Point. She says emergency rooms in the Des Moines area continue to see high numbers of people with respiratory virus symptoms.
If you're having symptoms, go to your urgent care, go to your primary care provider. You know, save the ER for chest pain, weakness on one side, you know, loss of vision, severe abdominal pain.
Brown says people who are sick should stay home and away from others, especially those who are at risk for getting severely ill, like infants and elderly people. According to state data, 30% of Iowans have received a flu shot so far this season. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.